The fifth side, investors in the education business, have a role about risk management. As follows. 1. Due diligence. Before investing, conduct thorough research on the venture's viability, team, market potential, and other crucial factors. And 2. Contingency planning, helping the venture prepare for potential challenges or setbacks. Details about due diligence are as follows. First, assessing viability. This involves evaluating the overall feasibility and sustainability of the venture. Investors look into the business model, revenue streams, and profitability prospects to gauge long-term viability. Second, team evaluation. The team's quality, experience, and expertise in running the venture are crucial factors. Investors assess the team's ability to execute the business plan, adapt to market changes, and drive the venture toward success. Third, market potential analysis. Understanding the market potential includes analyzing the size of the target market, growth prospects, competitive landscape, and demand for the product or service. This also involves assessing the venture's value proposition and how well it meets the needs or solves the problems of its target customers. Fourth, financial health. A thorough review of the venture's financial statements, cash flow, debt obligations, and funding history is essential. This provides insights into its financial stability and future financial needs. Fifth, legal and regulatory compliance. Ensuring that the venture complies with relevant laws and regulations, especially in sectors like healthcare or education, which may be heavily regulated. And contingency planning are as follows. First, identifying risks. This involves working with the venture to identify potential risks it may face, such as market shifts, technological changes, operational challenges, financial instability, or regulatory changes. Second, developing response strategies. Once risks are identified, the next step is to develop strategies to mitigate these risks. This could include diversification of products or services, creating financial reserves, investing in technology upgrades, or enhancing operational efficiencies. Third, planning for setbacks. Contingency planning also involves preparing for possible setbacks. This includes creating crisis management plans, such as handling a sudden drop in market demand, supply chain disruptions, or key personnel departures. Fourth, regular review and adaptation. Effective risk management requires regular review and updating of the contingency plans to ensure they remain relevant and effective in the face of changing market conditions or internal dynamics of the venture. In summary, risk management through due diligence and contingency planning is about thoroughly understanding and preparing for the risks associated with an investment in a venture. Due diligence provides a comprehensive understanding of the venture and its environment. At the same time, contingency planning prepares the investor and the venture for potential challenges, ensuring sustainability and resilience in adversity.